Easy. Easy.
Hi, I'm Paul, and we are
SP Film Viewers.
Just done a little bit of a boo-boo, and kind of forgot to sort out the Patreon monthly pick. Because I've been so busy with different things.
You sound really cute.
No boo boo.
Did a boo boo.
But I promised the patrons that I'll give them a double whammy as it's going to be anime.
Yes.
Next month, so get to pick out two of those.
So, I'm excited.
And there's a lot more scope for that anyway. Different ones. So, went through various options of stuff and thinking. Scouring out TV again for just something a bit light and breezy, and came across Teen Wolf, which is something I've kind of been intrigued to see, like, but I have no idea what, if it's like a cult classic type thing, or is recognisably bad, or what. I'm not sure, but you look like, oh, okay then.
Yeah, I know, obviously we've got, is it Marty McFly or whatever his name is from...
Yeah, I said he was in it.
And you kind of were looking and flicking while I was there, so kind of had somewhat a semi-say, but it was just a bit like, ugh, I looked at, you know when you shouldn't judge a book by its cover? I did. And I'm just like, I think it's because of A, it's the age, so you know however he's going to turn into a wolf, is it going to, werewolf, what's it going to look like?
Bear in mind, I'm trying to go blinded to this because we neither of us have seen.
Yeah, but so I was just thinking, oh, is it going to look a bit crap?
Yeah. How crap is it going to look? Like someone just stuck some.
Or are they going to do some like CGI back then? I don't know. I'm going in with a bit of a. At least it's only like a short film.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half.
And
yeah.
Hopefully it is a bit light-hearted.
Mm-hmm. It's listed as a comedy / sport film, which.
Space Jam. That's all I can compare it to.
It's the only other sports film. Yeah, you mentioned basketball, so...
There you go.
See if it holds up as good as Space Jam. It's a high benchmark, as you know.
Well, not for the acting it in, but yeah. For the Looney Tune characters.
But yeah, so Scott Howard, an ordinary high school student, unlucky in love, sees his life change dramatically when he is inexplicably transformed into a werewolf.
Well, to be fair, it's not much you don't know, Paul. The amount of hairs you've got on you.
I had a nickname in uni as Paolo Wolfman. So, mm-hmm. Hairy.
So, doesn't surprise me. I still see all those hairs in my bathroom sink.
Yeah, but I think as a actual werewolf, he's a lot hairy.
So I know you don't like me talking about Twilight, but... To be fair, I was a teen werewolf. Obviously, I think it was just biased because Jacob would take his top off.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was beautiful. But.
But they were CGI werewolves.
They were.
More wolves.
And that's when I wanted a husky as well, as a pet. But I don't think that's going to live up to my Twilight vibes. Of
no.
Marty McFly taking his top off and being. Oh.
I don't think so.
We had some eye candy in his. Last episode, yeah. You're not going to give me it again, are you? Let's be honest.
No, not really. This is a bit of a laugh, so we'll see what we get with Teen Wolf from...
Even the title shit.
From 1985.
Explanation is probably long overdue.
An explanation? Jesus Christ, Dad, an explanation? Look at me. Look at you.
It's not as bad as it looks.
Wait a minute, Dad. You mean you knew about this? You knew about this and you didn't tell me?
I was hoping I wouldn't have to. Sometimes it skips a generation. I was hoping it would pass you by.
Well, Dad, it didn't pass me by. It landed on my face. What the hell am I gonna do?
And we are back.
Whoop whoop.
Is that a whoop whoop of how hyped you were, or how
amazing, how,
or the fact of the thank God it's done? Or well,
it wasn't
like...
terrible. It really wasn't. I've noticed I do like a high school drama. Like I do enjoy a teen thing, which I guess this is kind of what
it
is.
Definitely, yeah.
And he was brilliant in Back to the Future, and it's kind of got that similar vibe to it.
I think it's just because of Michael J. Fox being that sort of like down on his luck kid, really.
And I think it's just got that nature of, oh, I want to be the popular. It kind of goes to the beat of the drum of every school kind of film.
Yes. Oh, there's a popular girl. She likes the jock, that kind of thing. Or,
But then when you get popular, oh, they swoon all over you because they're fickle. And it's just that kind of capacity within the film. You do have some characters. So you've got Scotty, who's Marty McFly, which I'll try and call him Scotty.
Yeah.
You've got Boof or Boff or...
It's called Boof, which is like what sort of tells you what you're getting in for, isn't it? Like a just like a quirky nickname.
Well, I was a bit surprised when it came on because I actually had to say to you, was that... I had to ask you.
Yeah, we did, again, not rare for us, but if it's like a foreign film, but we can put the subtitles on because it's like, well, okay, what did she say? And it's like, okay, it kind of helped because the dialogue was a bit low on the mix, really. So did help in that situation.
Yeah, and I just think Scott's character is a bit mumbly. Reminds me of you a little bit, like... I know people will be thinking, what are you on about, Sophie? You do a podcast, but sometimes when Paul talks to you, he either covers his mouth so you can't lip read, or he's looking away from you, so you're like... What are you saying to me?
Yeah, but it's listed down here as her actual name is Lisa.
But I've never heard that in the entire film.
No, neither did I. But what is her actual name?
And then Pamela is the pretty... Well, is she? I think Boo's far prettier, but anyways, she's the pretty...
Yeah, the pretty blonde. Like,
yeah, cliche back then.
Yeah.
And just because she's tall and thin, she's beautiful. But actually, her face is not that pretty.
No, very much like bitch face, I guess.
Yeah.
I can say.
You've got, is it Mick, I think, is her boyfriend. And he's a bit of a douche. He's just the jock that's not got anything in between his ears. Mm-hmm. And then the dad of Scotty, he looked familiar.
James Hampton, according to the listing here. I think mostly TV stuff. Really, he doesn't look that familiar. And Scott's friend, Styles, again, like another...
Whether that's
a nickname or actual name, who's... I say, we might have said this in other films, but this is very much a product of its time, and this character kind of encapsulates that very much with his clothing and his those glasses that have, like, the slits in them, which aren't really glasses, and...
We did have a forewarning as well before we came into this, where it was like...
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
Potentially, was it...
Oh, I think I would have write it down. Yeah. This film includes outdated attitudes, language, and or cultural depictions that some people might find offensive or something along those lines.
Which really shocked me when it kind of happened and it was related to the character style. Because I see style from a more modern twist as a bit of an eccentric, as a bit of a person who is very stylish with his clothes, very intuitive of like other people and influential. I feel like he does come across possibly more, I would say, of a gay character. Mm-hmm. So when they said the words, I don't know if we want to say it, the F word of what you would call a gay person, it shocked me a little bit because it was like, well, for me, he's kind of... I would have possibly believed that he would have been as a character. Like, if you had a modern film now... Mean Girls, straight away.
No, I wasn't going to go for that. I'm thinking of, like, even more modern than that, like Stranger Things, how they tackle some of that in to a modern sense, even though it's obviously set in the 80s. Yeah. But then having a couple of characters who are gay.
Also was Perks of Being a Wallflower that you had.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of that kind of character who you would assume is.
To be, yeah.
And maybe he is a hidden closet one because back then it wasn't acceptable.
You mean for his character, you mean?
Yeah, maybe he actually is. And that's why, not mean you used to have beards and didn't you? You would like get married and you wouldn't want to come out because it wasn't really condoned as a right thing back then. And I think maybe his character was calling him that just like a defence. Mm, you know, like when you get called out on something, you kind of agree, don't you? So that you don't get caught.
Yeah, it sounds awful. Obviously then people are just like hiding their own feelings, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, compressing them down. Yeah. Because he does seem like that kind of character. So when it did say it, I was a little bit like, oh.
Oh, that's the outdated attitude and language.
But it seemed weird coming from him.
Mm.
Because he does seem like such an open-minded character.
But I was meaning like if, somebody else called him, that they would be like, oh, saying it because they're secretly closeted.
Possibly.
Which is normally the case, isn't it? Like, they're just trying to take their anger out.
Or cast it on somebody else so then no one's suspicious of them. But I feel like they could say that to his character, though. Not saying he's portraying a cliche or anything, mm-hmm. but he just seems to be the kind of character how I've seen in, like, these teen films that could.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, so influential. And that's kind of, I don't know, he just has that vibe. With all the way he dresses and the clothes and quite out there. And I think it makes him seem more eccentric and I think more of a character who would be open-minded to anything.
Hmm.
And then for him to say that, I was a little bit like, a bit closed off, I guess, and a bit...
Yeah. I love how you're putting so much thought into this because I didn't really think we were going into the depths of
homosexuality. Really thought, I didn't know what the warning was going to be about, but I really did think... His character, I got that vibe.
All right, okay. Interesting.
So it was strange then that kind of took me back because it was like...
Yeah, because I think for most people, myself included, would be like, it's just like a passing statement and then just overlook, right, okay, moving on to the next thing, whatever, like, you can think about it because going and diving too deep into it. But now happy that you've kind of picked up on that, really, as like, or delving deeper into the fact of that. I just thought he was like a quirky character, just like it's how is the 80s style and everything, all that
kind of... I really thought he was, so, which is not an issue. I really love a gay character and a gay person, and I think they're more lovely than straight people, to be honest. And I think it's one of those things where he just seems to be more out there and encourageable, that then he's quite closed off when it comes to something that's back in the 80s that seemed to be condoned as wrong. But anyway, he's a lovely character.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely one to be a good friend for Scotty because he pushes him out of his comfort zone when he needs it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes he rides on the back of Scotty at the back end and isn't a great friend.
Yeah, pimping him out really just to get some more success. You know, well, you're doing well now, so I'll kind of like... tag on the end of that a bit more.
Yeah. And that. I think at the beginning, he wasn't like that. He was definitely 100% just there for him as a...
Just a friend, yeah.
As a friend and would push him into situations. A bit like... I can kind of see Alex in him a little bit. Like, for you, like, you being Scotty a little bit and Alex being a bit more outgoing in that comparison and kind of like, oh, you're coming to this party.
Yeah.
And pushing you...
To do it,
To go and out of your comfort zone, which I don't think is a bad thing. You always need somebody like that, otherwise you wouldn't grow. So, do I like Scotty as a character? He's very fickle. The way that he goes after Pamela when Booth is right there is quite annoying.
It's typical, like, you know, then you know how it's going to pan out, don't you? It's like, oh, you were there the whole time. Because there was one of the nicer shots of the film where, as it is in how it was focused on them, Scotty and Booth, like, just walking down the street, having a conversation about like, oh, you know, I can't get rid of you, can I? Kind of like joking around kind of thing, that playfulness about it. And it was kind of just like, all like almost like in one take type of thing.
Yeah.
Piece of cinematography that works really well and kind of makes you feel more towards them as obviously like the characters that you care about that are growing in a way. Obviously like talking about the feelings, but that's about it for, like, in terms of clever shots and everything.
Yeah.
Like that. And what makes you really feel for Scotty, really, because most of the time he's just like, oh, come on, yeah.
He's just arrogant and obnoxious a little bit. Like, he's...
And especially when he becomes the werewolf.
Yeah. I do feel for Booth in that, because you can tell she's known him since he was 5 or whatever. She's grown up with him, always been by her side, mm-hmm. and they are clearly meant to be together. And she knows that. She fancies him.
Yeah.
And I, from a girl perspective, it's really well portrayed, because I think the guy takes a little bit of longer to come around and realise, like, the girl already knows, like, well, we're meant to be, but the guy's like, oh, well, there's this prettier fish in the sea, so I'm going to go for that mm-hmm. first,
yep.
because they think with their underpants instead of their brain. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that aspect of every girl knows how Booth feels, that there's a shinier, prettier version out there, but eventually...
They see sense
because it's like, well, actually, she's just using you. And I think, like, Scotty's character is very naive, very easily manipulated.
I will say, I guess that sort of makes sense for a character of that age to be that way. Because
he reminds me of you at that age.
Right.
Apart from getting cocky, because obviously you're not a werewolf. Yeah. But the beginning stage...
Or am I? Yeah, no, but I get what you mean. Like, this film is clearly... meant to be like a metaphor for obviously like hitting puberty for a male, because
it's like Big Red
turning red.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, Red's, I was gonna come to that as well, because yeah, this is like obviously like the earlier version of that film, because that was came much later, and obviously tackling the fact of a girl's perspective of, you know, maturing. And
we have it a lot harder. Yes, okay, you sprout lots of hair. But, you know, we do have it a lot harder.
So with this, he's, yeah, like, you know, he's hairy, it's getting hairier in areas that, you know, like, they weren't there before. But in this case, it's to the extreme. And obviously from that, he's sort of like, oh, yeah, sort of finding confidence. That And girls like Pamela, we've seen more interest inside of you now. Like, you seem more manly kind of thing. And that's kind of what the spin is, really. But obviously with the... say supernatural angle to it, that isn't really that scary looking, because he does look a bit goofy, as we suspected. And which there was also when obviously like bit like turning red, when obviously the dad knew, and then it's kind of almost burst out laughing when I saw the dad's like the same kind of thing, but he looked way more goofier.
Yeah, he did.
It's like, oh, like it almost like something that you'd some like YouTube comedy sketch would be, really, like, and you're like, we just need a laugh track or something on it, like,
I think as well, because he's an older version and he's looking so sheepish, it doesn't help matters. And I think it's because he's not as long haired, it looks like he trims it or something to like keep it in form, whereas Scotty's is really really
rough
long
and ragged, because he's just
looks a bit more like a Yeti or his dad, Scotty.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because it's so long and shaggy, it's not like a wolf-like kind of... more looks like it.
I think it's playing on what... when somebody says werewolf in like a simple costume sense, it's, yeah, like just stick a bunch of hair on you.
I don't think it needs to be that long, though. Like, it was ridiculously long.
Well, yeah, but...
I will say there's a couple of bugbears of mine, which...
Mm-hmm.
When we had Em on for Point Break... Mm. She always kind of, now if I'm going to slag anything off, I'm a little bit like she's...
more conscious of it, yeah. Like,
yeah, she's in the back of my head. Like, and she does say, like, obviously it takes a long time to make a film, and, you know, if they've been able to make the film, then there's a lot of people worked on it and everything like that, and I appreciate that.
Think of The Room.
No, no.
Think of The Room.
With this one in mind, I think the only bits that had my bugbear was when Scotty was doing basketball. The man was clearly, there was a height difference.
Yes, yeah, I was going to say that as well. Yeah, it's like, yeah, because, I mean, Michael J. Fox is a small guy, and then you can see clearly other shots where he's like, you know, was doubled height, mm-hmm. and it's like, it's really obvious.
My argument's two things. Okay, could you not find a shorter person who could play basketball?
For those scenes to be a stuntman, yeah, I'm sure it wasn't out of realm of possibility to have done that, but...
Or... if you knew you wanted You couldn't find a better stunt double. Why did you get Marty McFly or Scotty as the casting
character? Michael J. Fox.
Whatever his name is, as the character to play. Obviously, he's great as a teenage boy because of the height. But then you need to be realistic with the person who you're doing as a stunt.
I think the only way you could have maybe got around that is have it so that he, like, oh, because he comes a werewolf, he becomes bigger. So if you see him in, like, those long shots where he's obviously, like, you know, dribbling the ball, whatever, doing and all that kind of stuff, then fine. But then when just focus on close-ups of him, making him look taller just from the upper torso or something, position it, the camera.
Wider as well. I think it was a bit of a width thing. But I get where you're coming from. Yeah, but
to give him the height that way.
I'd have accepted that, but the fact is, when they shot back to him, he was a small man.
Exactly. Like when he was just walking around the corridors and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's like it just didn't work.
Yeah.
And especially some of the shots when, even in basketball, then you shoot back to him, like, doing a reaction.
Yeah.
And it's like, you clearly can see it. Mm-hmm. And it was like when we watched the Lizzie McGuire film, when I said to you, oh, clearly when she's doing that punch at the end of the song, for some reason she can't punch and sway her hair. There was somebody else, like, it was clearly plain as day.
Yeah, so you do notice these things now. It's about Home Alone and...
You've ruined my life.
They've got to do the workarounds with stunts and stuff, but obviously they can't risk people injuring themselves because then it costs the studio and everybody.
Tom Cruise does the majority of his stunts and they could have got him in. He's a tiny man. I don't know if he can do basketball, but, you know, jumps out of aeroplanes.
It's possible.
It is. Speaking of hitting puberty and all of that, like you were saying, I feel like the dad did a bad job of not forewarning. And I think puberty is always a hard thing. I don't know if you remember when, well, I don't know if it's as prominent for a man as it is a girl. But obviously something arrives for a girl and that's when you're like, oh.
Right. Yeah.
And it is, I'll be honest, it's quite scary because... I don't think I really got forewarned that this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, Jesus, you're dying because, you know, that's not normal.
Yeah.
I think they tell you in school in a little bit, but you don't really, I don't know, when you're that young, I don't think it registers your head what it is.
Well, no, it's a hard one to get you, wrap your head around.
And I think it's one of those scenes where you do feel a bit more vulnerable, especially as a girl, because then you've got all this other stuff that you need to learn and understand. Mm-hmm. And it's uncomfortable. And I think that's what Panda Film...
Turning Red.
Yeah. Does really well. Yeah. And I think it's one of those where I think, as a hitting age for a woman, it's one that I would give to my child and go, right, let's watch this. And then she can...
Not just because it's a cartoon.
But it's educational. I don't know if this is the same.
This is not educational for boys. Because that's just... I was just saying that because it's somewhat... I've been on the nose about it. But it is seems quite obvious that it is it's what it's kind of about at the root of the story. But it's also so happens to be a basketball film, which
you love. You love basketball films, you.
I'm not sure I'm big on this one, though, to be fair.
I know what you mean. And I think it was nice to have on. It's something that I enjoyed. I didn't absolutely hate it. It wasn't something that I'd be like, oh, I'm going to rush back and see that. Yeah,
definitely not.
I think that's the issue with it. It's probably going to be on that list by the end of the year. And I'll be like, oh, what was that again? Oh, I might just remember it because it's got the guy from Back to the Future in it.
I think what I kind of really got from it, or lack thereof, is a sort of like consistent story going through it, because... I feel like it could have worked better. Not just saying this is someone who loves horror, but the concept of it being a bit more...
Where he goes out and bites people.
I don't know, a bit more like horrifying, because they're so quick to like accept the fact that he's a werewolf in the middle of the basketball court. Or there's not even like a... It would maybe played out a bit more if it was structured in a way that he's taking a lot more time to like hide the fact that he's werewolf, other than Styles, who says, like, oh, you've got to keep my secret. And again, a bit like Turning Red, where his close friends know, but then and then he's got to keep it secret from everybody else, and it's like, oh, I don't want to give the game away kind of thing, because everyone's going to be like, oh, you're a freak kind of thing, whatever.
Yeah, and I think that would make it better, whereas if anything, it kind of goes the opposite way, right, where everyone just
someone's, yeah, go, wow, you're super cool, man, because now you can play basketball really good because you're a werewolf.
I just think...
like, what does... why does that... it doesn't imply from that... Obviously, I think, again, from Space Jam, where they're doing, like, the Monstars, and they're really slamming the thing, and they're breaking the basketball hoop and everything, the glass shatters and all that kind of stuff. But, obviously, I think it's probably more difficult to imply that when you're filming in live action, but, you know.
But why is it only... we only see, like, the perks of him being a werewolf... the new title. It's a better title than Teen Wolf, to be fair.
Yeah, they could. Yeah, should have gone with that.
Is he can get alcohol for a party because he does this weird red eyes.
Yeah, it's like aggressive. Give me it now, kind of whatever he says. Yeah,
yeah, which is a bit.
Yeah, again, like very dated, but
yeah. And then there's obviously the increase in basketball kind of agile skills. Somewhat, he's better at it, and he can actually hit the net and, you know, score. So they're becoming a winning team.
Yeah.
But then, apart from that, what else is there? Apart from everyone else swooning over him, him being the most popular guy, so Styles starts selling merchandising of him. He gets a part in a play which he doesn't actually want. He just gets shoehorned into something because of Pamela.
Because he's got to be the werewolf in the parts.
Yeah.
But, like, what does that offer, really, for anybody other than maybe people are somewhat impressed that... I don't know. This just seems very odd.
Oh, you've come to see a freak, like a werewolf. Or he's become a bit of a fame of the town or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that they are kind of enthralled and want him there, and everyone, like, loves him.
Because obviously making a fool of himself when they're going around town because they're doing that. Ooh, surfing USA with the Beach Boys track as the, you know, riding on top, and he's doing like a handstand on it. His dad sees him and he's like, oh, I'm disappointed in you kind of thing.
Especially since he kind of get the vibe that Scott's mum's
not
around, and it's just his dad raising Scotty on his own, and he's got a little tool shop that Scotty used to help out on, and now he's bunking off his duties on that. He's becoming a bit of a prick of a character, basically. Yeah. Like, all he's caring about is how popular he is and what he can get out of life and being a werewolf and all of that.
Yeah, again, a thing of a typical teenager, isn't really. That, like, oh, you trying to be, like, as you're younger, you can be more family-orientated in that sense. Like, you know, oh, I'm help out, Dad, whatever, yeah, kind of thing. I'm happy to do it. Then you get a bit of popularity and, like, say you just bunk off and you forget about all that. And it's like, oh, no, you're not shaping up to be a very good guy.
And I think that's kind of the little bit of the lesson learned, obviously, within it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's similarities where he says, the dad does say, well, you know, at some point, if you keep being the werewolf, there is going to be, like, repercussions and consequences of it because you shouldn't be doing that. And that's kind of the same in... Turning Red, where she's like, you know, she could either be the panda forever or she can be herself, and it's kind of losing yourself and your identity, I guess, within this whole werewolf thing. So yeah, I think it's okay.
Is just okay, really. But I was reminded from, I can't remember where exactly, or I was just hear about it in passing, but there was the fact that there was a shot in the film where some guy gets his dick out, and then, like, I looked on YouTube, very careful how I worded it on the Google search, but
oh, Paul,
it's like I just typed Teen Wolf infamous scene, and then there's
that's very polite. Man got his dick out.
Yeah,
God knows what would have come up on your Google searches. Jesus. Yeah.
And
low. Why do you want to see some male?
No, I was like, where did I sit? Because I wasn't, like, really avidly looking for that. I kind of just remembered after the fact. So I thought we've gone through the film and, like, well, I didn't really see anything that obvious. But then looking back, like, oh, God, yeah. It was
he's
very
blurred. He's not got his pee-pee out, has he, really? Because you did show me it. And you went, can you notice anything obscure with this?
And you got it right away.
I did get it right away. It was, and I didn't even know, but it just
the fact, and yeah, this guy's like,
just like you can see his boxers and he's zipping his pants up, and it's like, why were they down?
I want to know why. What prompted him to get when he gets so excited that he just thought he'd leave his fly down?
Well, no, it looked like all his he was unbuttoned, like it wasn't even just like his fly was. He was just like,
he's so excited about the game being won.
I don't know. You never know. They might have had a quickie in the back somewhere, and he's then
he's just coming back for the shot.
Yeah, you don't know, do you?
Yeah, but
back in the '80s, anything could have gone.
Well, at any point, not necessarily 70s.
Yeah,
60s.
Doesn't matter. Any point of those decades, you know.
We'll not get away with it now, though. That's for sure.
No, we don't condone it.
Well, it wouldn't be forever burned into celluloid, would it? To be like that. They didn't even, because this was at the very end of the film, like the credits almost.
You thought you could have just reshot that?
Yeah, or just move the camera. Yeah, move. I don't know. Yeah, out of shot. But that's their choice to leave it in, and that's forever branded.
Great film.
And
they can even be asked.
I know. Yeah. Exactly. I don't think I've got much more else to say, really. I think I've covered all I wanted to touch upon.
Obviously, he gets Boof. There's a nice kissing scene at the end, and he's like realizing he don't want to, you know, always be the werewolf. His dad sticks up for him because he's going to get kicked out of school because the headmaster has a thing for
Scotty's. Had a thing. Yeah. So there was that.
Scotty's mum, yeah.
Yeah. Which, again, I think is a trope, isn't it? From, well, an example I can think of is, I think that happens in Freaky Friday when the teacher's being a dick to me because my mum wouldn't go out with you when she was younger, or stood you up or something like that. So yeah, again, it's those tale as old as time type of
tale as old as time. But yeah, I think as well it's got a little bit of Mean Girl vibes. It's got, you know, you, well, if I was thinking that Styles is gay, but you know, you've got your populars. It's just, I don't know, it's very Americanized, very standards stuff, even back then.
Yeah, but even as a sports film, I wasn't like, I'm thinking of like when Karate Kid, when that was more like a fist pump at the end kind of thing. You really like glad that he achieved what I did. Whereas this, I'm not like going, yeah, they won the match and everything like that. And anything like that was,
we knew it would come in. I know it sounds awful. Even like in Karate Kid, you'd hoped and pray, but there was a bit of tenseness. You didn't know for sure how it was going to go. Yeah, even though,
but there's something about that film I cared more about Daniel in that. And
he did become a bit of a prat in that character. He did, but then he did a 360 back. Mm-hmm. Whereas I don't feel like Scotty's time coming back has been like, oh, I don't want to be the werewolf and stuff, really fully redeemed his assholeness being the werewolf. Yeah. And if anything, I just felt for Boof, like happy for her that she got him in the end. Mm-hmm. But does Scotty actually deserve her? Yeah. To be fair, that's how I see it.
Mm.
She deserves better.
Someone less hairy.
Yes. Because if she wants a clean bathroom, she's never going to get it like me.
Well, stuck with that now, aren't you? So.
Yeah. The fact that you trim your beard and then you don't have to clean up after yourself.
I do my best.
You just don't see what I see.
You get a magnifying glass coming.
No, I've just got very detailed eyes.
Right, okay, well, I think we got the scoring, yeah. It's going to be pretty low.
Oh, you picked it.
I know.
I have no sympathy.
I know, no sympathy, but I'm more... Is a film
that you've seen.
Yeah.
Do you think I want out of it?
I'm going to put it at 4.5.
Agreed. I'm going to do 4.
Because, yeah.
It's a film you've seen.
Yeah, it's nothing I would want to rush back to, really. Because it feels a bit all over the place of what it's trying to say in terms of like the story structure. I think, really, that's a big letdown for me. I think if there was more... I know, obviously, they just wanted a light-hearted comedy film that was a high school drama type of thing, but which it achieves, I guess. But I don't know, higher expectations, I suppose, for something that was a bit more like a cult classic. I'm sure it is to some somebody. Mm. But for me, it just didn't really hit the mark. But it's something I've seen and I don't care to ever really see again. So.
I've never heard you say that before. So that's quite bizarre for me to hear, because normally that's me, like, yeah, it's a film scene, I didn't really care for it, a one and done.
Mm.
And it's quite rare that you say that, so I'm quite pleased that we're both aligned.
Yeah, let's just say it was like, because it was on the Now TV, it was like, oh yeah, well, we haven't got bought the disc or anything like that.
You'd be just selling it on eBay. I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen that now, I don't want it anymore, cluttering up my wall space.
Yeah,
I agree completely. It was a light-hearted, put-on film. Nothing kind of too outstanding.
To think about.
Yeah. And not anything like, oh, yeah, that's amazing. I've not seen that before.
I've learned something from this.
Not saying I need that all the time. It's not because, like,
Not to say you can't have those kind of
films
to enjoy. There's plenty of them. But this is nothing that really, like, draws you into.
I think if you'd grown up with it or something, you could possibly have an appreciation for it. I can see that. Like, if it's a nostalgia thing, I could kind of get it. I think we've just missed that time, and it's a bit.
Yeah, maybe that's part of it as well. There's plenty of other films that are probably the same as well that we've already watched.
Well, it's like the Lizzie McGuire film. I know that's not the greatest film, but for me, because I grew up with it and I really enjoyed it as a younger person, it is.
Yeah.
So I can kind of appreciate if somebody has. Well, I guess like with
Space Jam for me, that'll not be a perfect. It's not a perfect film, I know, but for me, that's really nostalgic for me, and I really always enjoy coming back to that film, even if it's not the greatest. But.
And I think this could give you a comfort feel if you had that. And I think people could score it higher, but I think it would be on that premises, really, because it is kind of just as obvious as it gets on the tin.
Mm-hmm. But I would say something with a bit more substance, watch Turning Red.
100%. And it's a bit more visually pleasing as well. Right. Is that it?
That's it.
We're done now.
Yep.
Can I go?
Not before we thank everybody for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And be sure to listen to some of our other episodes over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcasts from. And we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, and wherever else they do the scoring system.
Yeah, nice things be said. That was like really backwards, that was, wasn't it? So if you haven't already, then give us a follow on TikTok, Instagram, Threads, or Twitter or X under the handle SP_filmviewers.
And we'd also like to thank the Patreons, of course.
Even though we didn't let them have a say this month,
yeah.
We'll thank them, shall
we? I know, but next episode they will be picking for us.
Okay. They'll pick good.
Oh, I will.
Not you, that I meant them.
That's for them to decide, isn't it?
So the main most important one is my mum. We'll go with her first, because we always put her last. Then we've got Alex, who's on Instagram under the handle Desperately Seeking Username. And his lovely wife, Shani, who is under the handle SDOG. I have to say it really fast.
Yeah, you did it right.
And I learnt what that meant, because I thought it was a load of gibberish. So you can follow those on Instagram if you'd like.
We've also got Jonesy, who is at WeightLossJonesy on Instagram. And his fiancée, Emma, who is at M_Hayton on Instagram.
We've also got our friend Gren, who is on Instagram under the handle cgren_draw. And then our wonderful, wonderful podcast people. I'll say Ben, because we've actually been on his push-pull health journey. So yeah, definitely go check his page out and join the fit health fitness that we're on. Also, if you do want to reach out and listen to some other film-related stuff, they also are under the handle Film Vloggers, which the podcast that they used to do.
So, lastly, we've got Mark from 100 Things You Learned From Film and Nico from The Good, The Bad and The Weird podcast. So, all good. podcasts you should listen to.
Yes, definitely.
And if you'd like to have your name read out and have the opportunity to vote for a movie we watch once a month, and obviously I know this is a bit different this time, but
twice a month.
Yeah, for the next one. But anyway, for that opportunity, you can go to patreon.com/SPFilmViewers and pay as little as £1 or $1.50 a month for those privileges. Be very much appreciated, of course.
Of course it would be.
That being said, thank you very much for listening once again, and we'll speak to you next time for anime.
Yay!
Round two.
Is it only the second one of this?
Yep.
Why didn't you think of this earlier? It's a bloody Monster March. Anyways, speak to you next time.
Speak to you next time.
Bye.
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 Ooh.
Are you going to do that?